From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The man police say struck a Humboldt Hill home with his truck over the weekend is free on $175,000 bail, and according to reports, has previous convictions for speeding and hit-and-run property damage. According to Lost Coast Outpost, the night of the accident, Friday, was Ryder Stapp's 25th birthday. Police say he was allegedly driving drunk when his vehicle went through a parking lot and then struck a home where Robert Beland and Elizabeth Martin were in bed. 64-year-old Beland later died at St. Joseph Hospital. The 62-year-old Martin was treated at the hospital for her injuries. After the collision, Stapp attempted to flee the scene on foot. Citizens at the scene, however, were able to detain Stapp until CHP arrived. Stapp is charged with DUI, hit and run, and vehicular manslaughter. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit joining a nationally coordinated effort this weekend to educate boaters about the dangers of boating while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. From the 5th through the 7th, the Sheriff's Marine Unit will be teaming up with the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay for the Operation Dry Water Heightened Awareness and Enforcement Weekend. The three-day time period is a weekend of amplified recreational boater outreach, education, and coordinated enforcement surrounding boating under the influence. Well, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help to identify a Fort Seward burglary suspect. On Saturday, a local property owner had contacted the Sheriff's Office regarding a burglary that had occurred the week before on the 8500 block of Fort Seward Road in Fort Seward. According to the victim, an unknown male was captured on security footage entering the property. The suspect reportedly forced entry into an outbuilding on the property, stole more than $500 worth of tools and packaged meat. The suspect described as a white male, 25 to 35 years old, about 5 feet 6 inches tall, 160 to 190 pounds. The suspect also had dark hair and a short beard. The suspect was wearing a red or burgundy shirt with white writing in a Cali design. Neyland Road at post mile marker 8.52 will be closed on July 16th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's due to a culvert replacement that needs to be done there. Alternate routes will be at Redwood House Road and Showers Pass Road. Additional information will be posted on the project as it becomes available. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.